The following podcast is brought to you by KQED.org, and it does contain explicit language. My name is Dawson Ludwig, and you are listening to the Noise Pop Podcast. I am here with Jesse David Fox.
Hey, Dawson.
Hello, Jesse. So we are assembling the best songs swirling around the internet over the past month, basically giving you the cream of the crop so you don't have to spend hours and hours scrolling through blogs the way that we do.
Yes, you don't want to have this life, but we will sacrifice for you.
That's true. So let's get this started. We have music from Hannah Diamond. This song is called Every Night.
I know you like the way that I look, and it looks like I like you too. You know I do. I like the way you know that I like how you look, and you like me too. I know you do. I see you look at me, and I know that you think you like what you see. I want you to. I think the time is right, and I want you to see how good it could be for you and me. I want to see you every night and feel your hand be next to mine. I want to see you every night. We'll find a way to make it nice. I want to see you every night and feel your hand be next to mine. I want to see you every night. We'll find a way to make it nice. I know you like the way that I look, and it looks like I like you too. You know I do. I like the way you know that I like how you look, and you like me too. I know you do. I see you look at me, and I know that you think you like what you see. I want you to. I think the time is right, and I want you to see how good it could be.
So that was Hannah Diamond with Every Night. So Dawson, what the hell was that?
That's a good question. It is the weirdest sort of future pop out there. So Hannah Diamond is a part of the PC Music Collective, which is headed by this producer called A.G. Cook. He's also the one who's responsible for Hey Cutie, that song that actually we played on the podcast.
Oh, all right. That makes sense.
Yeah, it has that same sort of squirrely, high-pitched, almost like K-pop sound, but not.
It's like too clean. It's like David Lynch, like that sheen. Yeah, it's like if he made bar mitzvah music.
All right, so we're going to move on to a more traditional rock song. This is new music from Interpol. The song is called What Is What?
Why don't you see it? Why don't you feel me? I won't repeat it.
I'm not afraid to
There's a little toss in the world, a ceasing in time, and you're smiling, but that's all behind. It's my world, it's peaceful, it's very kind. Silence, quiet beneath your eyes. Talk to me, talk to me. Now that I know,
was Interpol with What Is What, and up next we have new music from Giraffage. This song is called Tell Me, off of his latest EP, Tell Me.
Oh,
that was Giraffage with Tell Me, and I think we both can agree that is a pleasant as hell song.
Yeah, that's one way to put it. Yeah, we both love it. It's got this really buoyant feel to it.
Yeah, it should be like if you're playing a video game where all you have to do is float down a lazy river.
That's a great way to put that. I also especially love in the middle where it sort of breaks down into that like almost marimba, that boop. It's really cool.
All right, now for a song that has no bleeps or bloops, here is Viet Cong with Continental Shelf.
That was Viet Cong with Continental Shelf, and this is Chumped with Name That Thing.
You drove us home, and I believed you when you said that you were fine. But still, I watched you in the rear view till we hit the New York skyline. And we drank and we touched and I was happy. Tried to desperately to hold on to the feeling. We'll be right back.
So that was Chumped with Name That Thing off of what might actually end up being my favorite album of the year as we head into December. Yeah, I've had a real angsty year.
Aww.
It's all right. I feel like my late 20s feel like my late teens. So what do we have? What do we have up next?
We have new music from an Arcade Fire spinoff. This is Wynn Butler, the lead singer of Arcade Fire's little brother, Will Butler, and this song is called Take My Side.
Where's the fire? Let it burn. Where's the children? Our children, you gotta learn, I tell you why. When I figured out myself. Oh, please don't cry. Setting up the sun. Always swore we're friends forever. So before you run and hide, just tell me, are you gonna take my side? Are you gonna take my side? Are you gonna be on my side or their side? Are you gonna take my side? What's the difference if I'm wrong? Keep on asking.
Will Butler with Take My Side.
So we wanted to take a little break from the music to ask you a small favor.
Yes, we very rarely ask anything of you, dear listener. We're not asking for money. All we're asking for is you to leave a favorable review or a regular review.
No, just a favorable review. You're not allowed to write negative reviews on iTunes. It is the exception to the rule that is the internet.
All right. That's true. So leave a review on the Noise Pop podcast page on iTunes. For some unknown reason, it helps other people discover the podcast, and it makes us feel good. So next, we're going to listen to William Ryan Fritch with the song Heavy.
Oh, how heavy. Oh, how heavy.
was William Ryan Fritsch with Heavy. And next up is Tobias Gesso Jr. with Hollywood.
I was looking forward to see where I was going, but I don't know if I can make it. No, I don't know if I could. Think I'm gonna try in Hollywood. Well, I had to find my way by looking at the city. I don't know if I can fake it, if they tell me I'm no good. I think I'm gonna fry in Hollywood. Well, I'm a man, I was brought up right. I said my prayers every night since 1995, and I pray, God help me, I've done the best I could. But I think I'm gonna die in Hollywood. Think I'm gonna die in Hollywood. So I found the best advice. Go and get a job. But I don't know if I can take it, 'cause I never understood how everybody lies in Hollywood. And somewhere I lost my mind. It's never coming back. I don't know if I can make it, and I don't know if I should. I think I'll say goodbye to Hollywood. Well, I'm a man, I was brought up right. I said my prayer every night since 1995, and I pray, God help me, I've done the best I could. But I think I'm gonna die in Hollywood. I think I'm gonna die in Hollywood. Gonna die.
So that was Tobias Jesso Jr. with Hollywood, which I love because it is maybe the least hip song that has ever existed.
It is Billy Joel. All
right, Dawson, try to explain what's up next.
All right, I'll take that challenge. So Continuum is a creative call and response between an artist, Sophia Mattioli, and the best producers out there today, Jamie XX, Fortet, Corliss, and John Talabat. So basically, Sophia Mattioli created this silent film and asked each of these artists to contribute a soundtrack, and they all four contributed a two-minute piece, and my favorite by far is the Jamie XX track, Sunrise. And that's what this is. That was Jamie XX with Sunrise, and we are going to leave you guys with one final track by one of our favorites, Mark Kozelek. Under the moniker Sun Kill Moon, he released a new track called The Possum, and the Coz has put down his internet troll ways temporarily to pick back up his guitar and demonstrate how great of a songwriter he is, and he's really on display here. It's a really special track, and we're happy to share it with you. So, hope you guys had fun. Jesse, thank you very much, and in 2 weeks, guys, we will see you shortly with our Track of the Year episode. Very excited for that.
Yesterday I was working in my yard when I saw a possum swinging in the foothills, and he was old and beat up and hobbling. I got a closer look and his foot was mangled. I was woken up earlier by what I thought was a cat tangle. Him who got it bad from the cat that night. He moved slowly down the hill when he slipped under the fence. I brought myself up to check him out, and he found a nook under the air conditioner. I pointed him out to Caroline. She crashed down and he was shaking and full of fear. And when she stood up, I asked, "Baby, why are you crying?" She said, "Because he's cute and he's down there and he's dying." Flesh was playing. Caroline drove me halfway there where I met Tony, and we drove to the city and we parked out in front of the DNA. Justin and us, we had some laughs and we took photographs backstage, and our guts were protruding and all of them. We just kept laughing and 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 laughing. Laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing. Laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing. stood there floor, drum machines hammer, and feedback blades. For a moment, everybody grew silent while Justin tuned his guitar. Like the church got so quiet, just for a minute, and then they all soared together like a car off a cliff. They crash and burn over and over and again and again. They threw hard, vicious guttural B flats. They shook their opponent like a tough Roberto hand. Stone ran in the seventh round. Davey Moore, June 16, 1983, got flesh ran the ramp that night like an early Mark Gator Rogowski. Just launched at the mic like a hungry great white. He was on fire, giving it everything he had, and killing it that night. Tearing out his spray, and it came to a screeching halt. A relentless and beautiful voice, 70-minute assault. And then he bowed down and he said, "This is like a letter, tart." And he screeched to holy hell, and they disappeared. And off went the crowd. Had pizza when I came back to my apartment in the city. Until 4 a.m. I watched movies and my ears were ringing. And I called Caroline out at the house. We talked about the concert and about the possum down in the nook. Foghorns, and then when I woke, Godflesh was down in L.A. Tony had an open house that day, and I looked out at Saucedo, and Caroline was on her way back from Lake Tahoe. I got a call from Paul Sorrentino, I'd be off to Switzerland in a week or so. Watched HBO, and I'm grateful for her love and for my friends to have seen the possum walk his last walk along the ivy. God flesh is guttural growls from hell.
sound that evokes good memories of being young and able to get around. And I'd like Caroline's sight. Possum lost the fight. His sad black eyes, what a thing to see on a glowing Easter Sunday. But that rodent was loved, and he still thought of, and church bells rang that day. I remember hearing them in the afternoon, just as we left. He had to have heard them too.
Thank you for listening to the Noise Pop Podcast. Remember to subscribe through iTunes, and the next episode will automatically be delivered to you after it's released. And while you're there, leave a comment to let us know what you think. You can stream us online at kqed.org/noisepop or stream us from your smartphone through the Stitcher iPhone and Android app. Contact the podcast by phone through our hotline 585-4NOISE5. That's 585-466-4735. You can also email us at podcast@noisepop.com.